We get to go behind the bench with Dan Price, the head coach of the Victoria Royals, and it's coming off a 4-3 overtime victory in Langley on Monday afternoon. Dan, your thoughts on this game?
Another real competitive game both ways. Vancouver pushed really hard early, obviously, as we thought they might, and thought it took us a little while to get our legs. We didn't pressure as much as we normally would. I thought we maybe gave up a little bit of time and space more than we normally would, and Vancouver really took advantage of that as they pushed and took advantage of that time and space. So Griff was obviously a big story early. He kept us in, allowed us to get our feet under us. And then we started really kind of pushing and got those goals to take the lead. So that was really important for us. Vancouver pushed back, and that's not a surprise. You know, it's two teams going at each other the whole way. And then I thought, a real key obviously was not only the penalty kill overall, but Griff did a good job on the penalty kill. And then late in that D-zone shift right before we scored, there were a couple of great efforts of just active sticks and guys in lanes and just guys really trying to confront and pressure as much as possible, which gave us just enough on the puck, I think, when Benson had that look there. Just gave us enough on the puck that fortunately that missed, although I think Griff was in position. And we were able to get out of the zone, and then obviously a great play by Philly and Noah to finish it. And meanwhile, Ralph Jarrett, he had taken a puck in the face off, I think, the crossbar. He found a way to get back up and be involved in the defensive sequence to get us out of the zone. And as he was changing and I was looking down at him, we scored. So I actually didn't see the goal, but those were some of the main storylines I thought were important.
And the penalty kill. You guys killed off all four in the second and come away with the only goal. That was a critical part, I'm sure.
Yeah, that was important. Really, we took too many penalties for sure. We need to get back to being a little bit more disciplined, obviously, for game seven. But the penalties that we did take, we were able to kill. Really good to see that. A great effort from the penalty killers as far as just sacrifice and good sticks and bodies and lanes and good pressure and all those kinds of things. And of course, Griff was really good. He was excellent during all those penalty kills, and he was throughout the game. So that was a big important factor, I think, in the game. And hopefully now, in addition to the power play goal from this game, hopefully we can, in game seven, get on the correct side of the ledger as far as playing 5-on-5 or better for the most part of the game.
Matthew Phillips, 2 goals, 2 assists, but it seemed like he's making plays at the other end of the ice as well for you guys.
Yeah, he was, 200-foot player, as we know. He was all the way from our net front to their net front the whole game, all game long. And, we've come to accept that, or expect that, I should say, from him. He's just so reliable, so competitive, and he never stops going. So, we have a ton of respect for him and how he plays.
What was the mindset going into the overtime after they came back to tie it? How'd you get the troops fired up to go into OT?
Interestingly, we as coaches didn't have to do anything. The players handled that. And Matthew, of course, on the bench, and the other members of the leadership group, it was just a message of, hey, it's okay. We knew they were going to push back. They happened to score. Someone's got to go make a play. Don't change. Just stick to our fundamentals, and let's go find a way to win it. And so, it's great when you've got a leadership group like that that's just so committed to winning and makes it easy on the coaches.
What's a mindset to go into a game number 7?
Just fundamentals. It's no different than overtime. It's fundamentals typically win it, and also the most competitive team, the team that's willing to do anything to win, that goes out and just does whatever they can do to try to take it, is typically the team that wins. You gotta stick to what works, dance with what brought you, and just go and try to take the win. It's all just about will and effort at this point. And so we're going to go and try and be the team that goes out and competes as hard as we can and plays our very best game and does anything to win.
And I see on Griffin Outhouse, like you say, weathered that storm early and comes up with 40 saves. Must give the team more confidence knowing he's back there.
Yeah, absolutely. The team's got great confidence in Griff. They always have. And the thing about Griff is he's a real clutch player. He's a gamer. He's big at the biggest moments. He's his biggest at the biggest moments. And that was the case tonight. And we've got another big moment coming up on Tuesday in Game 7. I know he and the rest of the guys will be up for it and play their very best.
Thanks for this. Congrats on the win. Best of luck in Game 7, Dan.
Thanks.